From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo gets brief on state apparatus's relocation to new capital. Minister Sandiaga says the visits of European and American tourists are on target in spite of the ongoing economic recession. I am Ahmad Faisal, now the news in detail. Indonesian Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Abdullah Azwar Anas on Monday briefed President Joko Widodo on the progress in preparations for the civil state apparatus's upcoming relocation to the new capital, Nusantara City. During the press conference after the meeting at the Presidential Palace, the minister conveyed comprehensive simulation on allocation of places for relocated state apparatuses in the new capital had been developed. The president earlier decided that 16,990 state apparatuses from 35 government ministries and agencies, the police and the military, would relocate to the new capital. The relocation is expected to commence in 2024. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno believes that tourist arrivals from Europe and America are still on target, although a recession is currently taking place in Europe and America. Minister Sandiaga Uno, at a weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, stated that the Ministry, Tourism and the Creative Economy actually raised the target of total foreign tourist arrivals to 8.5 million visits in 2023. He further explained that to achieve this target, the government will focus on quality tourism with a longer stay and bigger purchasing in the local economy.
Justru malah kita naikkan ke angka 8,5 juta secara total. Tentunya kita fokus kepada segmen tertentu, yaitu pariwisata yang berkualitas.
In fact, the government is increasing it to 8.5 million in total. Of course, it focuses on a certain segment, namely quality tourism that stays longer and also spends more on the local economy. This will result in Indonesia's marketing programs, which have to target people who don't cancel a healing activity because of recession. But when they face the economic pressures of this recession, they actually use their savings for healing, particularly mental health.
Healing, terutama mental health.
Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further pointed out that if it is viewed from a tourist perspective as a whole in the VUCA era, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, Indonesia has still opportunities and it is currently establishing a target of 14.3 million foreign tourist visits by 2024. He hopes that the target will be validated with data that are continuously analyzed and collaborated with other related parties. Indonesian Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita has said that it will take time to change the mindset of the Indonesian people and make them switch from using fossil fuel vehicles to electric vehicles (EVs). According to Minister Agus Gumiwang, in a working meeting with Commission 7 of the House of Representatives or DPR, which was followed online on Monday even in more developed countries, the growth in the use of EVs fell short of their expectations, including in Indonesia. According to him, under the program for the purchase of electric motorcycles, assistance has so far been distributed for only 4 units of motorcycles. Meanwhile, 2 units have passed the verification process and 696 units are still in the registration process. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, has encouraged the development of bamboo industry as it has a social and environmental sustainability. Head of People's Economic Empowerment of KADIN, Bambang Permadi Sumantri Brojonegoro, at an event in Jakarta on Monday pointed out that the reason why KADIN wants to promote bamboo is because it can be used in a variety of products for fulfilling community needs, starting from furniture, bicycles, building materials, and as an energy source in the form of biomass. Let's move to the international news. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China conducted an upgrade of its intelligence collection facilities in Cuba in 2019. Blinken told reporters that when the Biden administration took office in January 2021, it was briefed on a number of sensitive efforts by Beijing around the world to expand China's overseas operations for collecting intelligence. As quoted by VOA.com, he said the administration of former President Donald Trump was aware of the issue and that the Biden administration concluded Washington was not making enough progress on the matter. Since that time, Blinken said the United States has been implementing a new strategy that has been yielding results. In his first visit to Latin America, Iran's hard-line president on Monday met with his Venezuelan counterpart and declared that both countries have a common enemy, alluding to the United States, before signing a series of cooperation agreements. As reported by ArabNews.com, President Ibrahim Raisi's visit to Venezuela came a year and a day after President Nicolas Maduro visited him in Iran. Both countries are under heavy U.S. economic sanctions. Raisi said the link between the two countries is not normal, but rather a strategic relationship, insisting that their nations have common interests and they have common enemies. Vietnam Industry 4.0 Summit 2023, an annual event hosted by the Central Economic Commission, opens on June 14th in Hanoi. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh will chair the plenary session on Wednesday with the theme Accelerating Fast and Sustainable Digital and Green Transition in Driving Breakthroughs to Shorten the Process of Industrialization and Modernization 2030 with a Vision to 2045. Four symposiums will discuss improving smart production capacity and developing the digital technology industry toward Make in Vietnam direction, promoting the application of development of artificial intelligence technology in industrialization and modernization, technological trends and solutions to develop Vietnam's energy industry In the industrialization and modernization strategy to 2030 with a vision to 2045 and digital and green transformation of the service sector. Well, listener, that's a news line read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is today's commentary on anticipating drought threats in Indonesia. I'm Dalat Pane. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency predicts that Indonesia will experience prolonged and extreme drought in 2023. The drought is expected to be due to the El Nino phenomenon, which is likely to occur from July to the end of 2023. This El Nino threat can result in drought with the effects of agricultural crops failures to the threat of forest fires land. Several forest fires have occurred in Kalimantan and Sumatra. Drought has also been experienced in several areas in the islands of Java, Sumatra, and Nusa Tenggara. Based on a report by the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration, the probability of an ocean warming event known as El Nino this year is more than 90% and will continue until 2024. Meanwhile, the World Meteorological Organization has estimated there is a 60% chance that an El Nino will occur between May and July. Launching from life science, El Nino is a major climate event caused by changes in ocean currents in the Pacific Ocean. This event will have a major impact on marine ecosystems and trigger a major change in global weather, especially if it is associated with the effect of human-caused climate change. Previously, the head of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwiko Rita Karnawati, said that El Nino could have several impacts on Indonesia, such as drought and minimal rainfall. El Nino is also mentioned to have the potential to increase the number of hotspots and conditions of vulnerability to forest and land fires, as well as the effect of the agricultural sector, especially seasonal food crops, which rely heavily on water. Meanwhile, related to the threat of long dry spells in Indonesia, with the effect of affecting the success of agricultural harvests, the government has prepared several anticipatory schemes. One of them is the import of food. President Joko Widodo has reminded that rice imports must be carried out quickly to ensure national food security. Apart from importing agricultural products, the forefront of Indonesian agriculture are agricultural extension workers. They also play an important role in maintaining national food security during the famine. Therefore, at the 8th Congress of the Indonesian Agricultural Extension Association, which took place in Padang, West Sumatra on Sunday, the government, through the Minister of Agriculture, invited extension workers to prepare themselves and take anticipatory steps. In addition to anticipating agricultural land and harvesting during the dry season, extension workers are asked to increase their capacity and professionalism and always upgrade weather-related developments. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with an event on June 13, 1944, when for the first time, long-range land-based missiles were used in the Second World War. The missiles, which was named V-1, was fired by Nazi German soldiers targeting the UK region. Previously, Germany had bombed British territory with missiles fired from fighter planes. Such an operation was riskier for the German army and cost more money. Thereby, the German army was trying to produce surface-to-surface missiles. After the war was over, the countries of the world imitated and developed this type of missiles. Let's move on to the event on June 13, 1996, when Garuda Indonesia Flight 865 crash at Fukuoka Airport, 272 people survived, 3 died. Flight 865 is a Garuda Indonesia international passenger flight from Fukuoka, Japan to Jakarta, with a stopover in Denpasar, Bali. On June 13, 1996, while taking off, the plane exploded and caught fire and killed 3 of the 275 passengers and crew on board. The cause of the accident was damaged machine and human error. We end today in history with the event on June 13, 2000, about first meeting between South Korean President Kim Dae-jung and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang. From June 13 to 15, 2000, South Korean President Kim Dae-jung visited Pyongyang to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. After the meeting, both Korean leaders issued a joint peace declaration. The meeting resulted in a series of reunions of families separated by Korea War in 1950 to 1953 and the launch of a joint industrial area in the border town of Kaesong in North Korea in 2004.
Bukan cintamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda di angkaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Ministry of Industry Facilitates Indonesian ICT Industry in Communique Asia 2023. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry facilitated the Indonesian Information and Communications Technology or ICT industry in the renowned Communique Asia 2023 exhibition in Singapore from June 7th until 9th. This was to encourage Indonesia's ICT industry to be competitive in the global market in line with the Making Indonesia 4.0 program. Quoting kemenperin.go.id, the Director General of Metal, Machinery, Transportation, Equipment and Electronics of the Ministry of Industry, Taufik Bawazir, in Jakarta on Sunday said that in the manufacturing industry sector, digital transformation has encouraged the widespread use of technology and both in the production process to warehousing management, which is able to increase industrial productivity and competitiveness. Taufik explained that participating in the Communique Asia 2023 exhibition, apart from focusing on introducing products, services and national industrial technology in the international market also strengthens global business networks and opens up business investment and collaboration opportunities. According to Taufik, the participation of the national industry in Communique Asia 2023 was a concrete step in the implementation of a program initiated by the Ministry of Industry to support one of the targets in the 2020 until 2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. This is in line with the Presidential Regulation Number 18 of 2020, which stated the contribution of export of high-tech industrial products is targeted to reach 13% by 2024. Taufik Bawazir added the strategy to increase export of goods and services in the manufacturing industry sector will be supported by the revitalization of the processing industry. This encourages diversification of non-commodity export products, especially high-tech manufacturing products. Communique Asia 2023 is Asia's most established and relevant info communication technology event. Here, exhibitors from around the world showcase the latest technologies in 5G, broadband, FTTX, connected services, and satellite communications. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you. VOI listener, on June 2nd, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, attended Pesona Belitung Beach Festival. Minister Sandiaga visited the beach of Tanjung Pendam to see Nyulo, the activities of the local community at night looking for fish, shrimp, and crabs. The tools used are very simple, namely small trawls, tangguk or sungkor, which is a type of traditional tool for catching shrimp. This activity is done by fishermen at low tide or in the local language called majak-majak. To do Nyulo activity, there are techniques. The hunter's eyes must be observant to see the small red light, which is the reflection of the shrimp's eyes, which are exposed to the spotlight. If you have got the target, aim the tangguk or basket of rotten to the right or left of the target. With hand speed, aim the tangguk with a slight scoop so that the shrimp or squid is lifted. Hunting shrimp or crabs in the sea when the water is receding is indeed carried out by many people in various regions. But in the Belitung area, it has its own privileges, especially on Tanjung Pendam Beach. Because the character of the beach in this area is very sloping and can even reach more than 1 kilometer from the beach. In addition, the character of the currents and sea waves on this beach is generally very calm, so that Nyulo activity is often done by the public and tourists. With the character of calm seawater plus an abundance of sea animals, Nyulo activity is used as a tour package by the community and tourism awareness groups. Including the tourism awareness group at the Eggplant Creative Tourism Village, Belitung. Now community activities have become one of the quality and sustainable tourism attractions that are in great demand by tourists. Now in Belitung, many hotels offer Nyulo package which is in great demand by tourists, including foreign tourists. Accompanied by the local community, tourists are always enthusiastic about this activity. Usually, the catch in the form of shrimp and crab will be cooked directly in the hotel kitchen to be served as a delicious meal. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Bila waktu bisa kembali. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami. Itu awal. berputar, jangan berhenti berharap.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di desa wisata, in the tourism village. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Beratapkan Rumbia. Beratapkan Rumbia, which means with thatch roof. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a resident of Hilisimaitano village on Nias Island. The resident describes parts of an Omo Hada house to Chris. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini rumah Omo Hada. Rumah ini beratapkan rumbia.
Katanya, rumah ini tahan gempa ya?
Iya, rumah ini disokong tiang-tiang kayu vertikal dan diagonal.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Beratapkan rumbia. Beratapkan rumbia, which means with thatch roof. I will say the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Beratapkan, beratapkan, which means with roof. Rumbia, rumbia, which means thatch. Rumah ini beratapkan rumbia. Rumah ini beratapkan rumbia, which means this house has thatch roof. Tahan gempa, which means earthquake resistant. Disokong, disokong, which means supported. Tiang-tiang kayu, which means wooden poles. Vertikal, vertikal, which means vertical. Diagonal, diagonal, which means diagonal. In the conversation, you heard the phrase rumah ini beratapkan rumbia. Rumah ini beratapkan rumbia, which means this house has a thatch roof. In that sentence, there is the word beratapkan, beratapkan, which means has or with roof. The word comes from the word atap, atap, which means roof. To describe parts of the house, for example, atap, atap, which means roof, you can use the word beratapkan, beratapkan, which means has roof or with roof, followed by the material used, for example, rumbia, rumbia or thatch. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of using words to describe parts of the house. Berlantaikan, berlantaikan, which means with floor. Rumah Omo Hada berlantaikan kayu. Rumah Omo Hada berlantaikan kayu, which means Omo Hada house with wooden floors. Berdindingkan, berdindingkan, which means walled. Rumah Omo Hada berdindingkan kayu. Rumah Omo Hada berdindingkan kayu, which means Omo Hada house with wooden walls. Omo Hada house does not use nails but pasak. Pasak, which means pegs. It is believed that this makes Omo Hada earthquake resistant. Musik. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Ini rumah Omohada. Rumah ini beratapkan rumbia.
Katanya, rumah ini tahan gempa ya?
Iya, rumah ini disokong tiang-tiang kayu vertikal dan diagonal.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic di desa wisata. Di desa wisata or in the tourism village and a conversation entitled Beratapkan Rumbia, which means with thatch roof. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Ku tak tahu kita memang tak mungkin. Tapi mengapa kita selalu bertemu? Aku tak tahu hati ini harus menghindar. Namun kenyataan tak bisa maafkan aku terlanjur mencinta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
wa aw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Rindu Kampung by Zulkarnain Fadli. The song was composed by Zulham Jais. As the title implies, Rindu Kampung tells about homesickness. In another region, the heart becomes sadder when hearing the rhythm of the song. Remember friends, the longing for relatives grows stronger, especially at night. Feeling alone, so cannot wait to meet relatives in hometown. Well, listener, here is the song Rindu Kampung by Zulkarnain Fadli. Enjoy the song.
Bila ku dengar irama lagu, hatiku sedih bertambah rindu. Teringat kampung halaman jauh, menatap langit merenung. Lama merana di amok sepi, karena musim telah berganti. Kini tinggal kenangan lama, aku jauh rantau orang, rindu terbayang di ruang. sana terbang melayang. Bila malam pun datang menjelang, meratap sunyi hampa merana. Tak sabar rasanya
of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.